think I understood correctly yesterday. He's supposed to be going down to Virginia or something like that. I don't know. I heard him talking about something yesterday with Andre.
I'll be going to D.C. tomorrow morning. Bring my son back to college. Actually, get him to his apartment. So that should be fun. That's the tough one. Matthew's a little bit closer. Matthew's half the distance.
When do you have to take your younger one down to college? When does he start?
Labor Day weekend. Got a nice 3-day weekend, and we got to go down there Sunday. Drop him off and then head home. At least I have Monday off, thank God.
I guess you're going down in your wife's truck, and I guess your wife is going with you, right? This tomorrow or whatever, and whenever you're going, you know what I mean.
Yeah, actually, we're going down in my nephew's pick-em-up truck. He's going to use my wife's car, and we're going to borrow his pickup truck because we've got some furniture to take down for my son. Won't fit in my wife's car.
Oh, God, you're going to be RF. No RF. What are you going to do? You're going to be jonesing.
I did it in California. I don't know what I'm going to do, whether I'm going to bring anything or I'm contemplating just at least bringing a CB, you know, my little portable CB, so I have some sort of communication. But we'll see.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad idea since you're going to be on the road if you're going to take anything. That comes with, is that a magnetic mount that comes with that, what you got set up, or how are you doing that?
Yeah, if I bring it, it'll be hooked up to the cigarette lighter plug, so I don't have to worry about batteries. And I'll have a mag mount connected to it.
Well, I guess you're not going to have any traffic going down, except I guess if you get into D.C. I just hope you don't catch any way back with the Jersey Shore coming back up. You never know.
Yeah, believe me, I'm not looking forward to it. But I am looking forward to getting back into regular mode with the kids in college. Oh, this will be the first for Matthew. Chris has been going, so it's nice to get rid of him because he takes over the family room, sets up all his game systems on the big screen TV, and he's been sleeping in there since he's been home. Doesn't want to sleep in his room, I guess, because it's he doesn't have the big screen TV. So it'll be nice to get the family room back and be able to watch my shows on the big TV.
N1OU, KD2BR. That'd be nice, yeah. Then you'll have some quality time. Maybe you and the wife can sit down and watch something once in a while without any interference.
Yeah, we spent a lot of money on furniture in that TV in the family room. That's the big room. And all summer long, I haven't been in there. Constantly on his games.
Is that the room, I've seen a picture of it, I think you're ready. Is that the room that you had the water leak in that time?
Oh, that's a walkway. Just before that room. If you've ever requested, you don't get on Facebook that much. I always post pictures of our Christmas tree in the family room. I don't recall, I think that room is... I know it's about 27 feet long, something like that, and maybe it's 16 feet wide. It's a good size room.
If you can remember the next time you come down here, now that I can maneuver around, I can get into Facebook and it don't lock anything up. I was on there and I hear about all these pictures, but I see some stuff, but I don't know how to maneuver around Facebook. You'll have to show me. You know, next time you come down here.
Yeah, okay, very good. No problem. I'll do that. All right, give me a minute. I'm here at the mobile station. Let me grab some coffee. KD2BOR N1LU.
All right, very good. I'm going to be doing something here. I'll get back to you when you have your coffee. KD2BOR.
today, so I'll get it probably by Monday.
Well, according to the tracking on those jaws that I ordered, the estimated delivery is going to be Monday. It hasn't hit up here yet, but it says Monday, so I should have it.
Got those from eBay?
Yeah, guy sells a lot of them. I can't believe how many of them he sold. People asking questions, does it fit this tool, does it fit this brand tool? A very popular guy with that. It's the only one I found on eBay selling the jaws separately.
Yeah, and if I recall, it's a fairly good price, too. HRO sells the setup, the crimper, for the power poles, but they want, like, I think $40 for it or more.
I forget what I paid for that crimper that you saw before that I got here. I think it was in the 30-something dollar area. The jaws were $14.80 with free shipping.
It's one of those mornings, go through an area with no snow, I mean, thank God forbid, no rain. And then you go through an area with rain, you got to turn them on, and then you get out of the rain, you turn them off. Real pain.
I heard it was supposed to be cool. According to the weather report I saw, just before I fell asleep, I was going through the channels. They said we might wake up to 60s around here, but I guess maybe when this rain goes through and the humidity drops, it'll be in the 60s before the sun comes up.
I've got 68 over here. I think it was cooler in Connecticut when I left. I'm just hoping this rain is out of here by tomorrow morning, or else I'm going to have to get a tarp and cover everything.
Well, I had the forecast on yesterday in the morning, or the morning before. I had the weather Channel 7 on here, and they said the weekend was supposed to be beautiful. We've been getting pretty lucky with that.
Yeah, I know. We have. All the work I went through to get the pool ready, and I haven't been in it once.
I was going to say that before. It doesn't sound like you guys got much use out of that pool this year at all. You know, the year started off bad. The summer, it was cool. Then you were away for 2 weeks. It don't sound like that was a good money investment this year, but you got to do it anyway.
Yeah, my nieces and nephews, they went in it a lot every time they came over. My kids went in it. I don't think Chris went in it at all. Matthew went in it a couple of times. My wife sunned herself on the deck but hasn't been in it. Problem with the early part of the summer, it was beautiful during the day, and the bottom would drop out on the temperature at night and go down into the 60s, and the pool really never got warm enough to be enjoyable. Now, if it was 108 out, it wouldn't be bad, but I think the highest I ever saw it go up this year was maybe 72 or 74, which is pretty nippy.
N1OU, KD2BOR. I don't remember. I don't think I can count on one hand the amount of 90-degree days we had this summer.
Yeah, I think we had one miniature heat wave where it was, 90, around 90, I guess, for 2 or 3 days. That's it. Every day in Palm Desert, it gets up into the 90s. But that's a little bit more bearable than over here. Plus, I was on vacation, so I was in air conditioning or the swimming pool the whole time. I pity those people that work out there. Long pants, long sleeves. Everybody wore a hat that was working outside. 82 BOR N1LU mobile.
KB2 TIA.
KB2 TIA. Good morning again. Why don't you pick it up and swinging it back over to Charlie. 82 BOR.
Thank you, Rock. I am a happy man. I am on vacation. I go back September 1st.
Yeah, that's good. The reason I called you yesterday, I wanted to try the Glen Oaks 220 machine. see if it's actually working. I key it up nicely in Connecticut, but have not talked to anybody on it. And I know the last time I could get into it, the audio was terrible and had a problem. I don't know if they've since fixed it. But I know you're one of the few that can get into it.
Yep, Glen Oaks is maybe, I don't know, 10 to 14 miles from here.
You talked to anybody on it recently?
Last time I was on that machine was with you. And I remember it sounded kind of scrambled or something like that when you were talking.
Sorry about that, just sipping my coffee. Yeah, and I wasn't sure at the time. I think I was having problems with my a link up, so I wasn't sure if it was a radio problem or if it was the repeater.
Yep. Yeah, I try to stay off the live mic machines, you know. And it's so close. You know, and they got a lot of nice guys over there, you know, but the politics over there is just ridiculous.
Do me a favor. It's up right now. Can you go there real quick? Let me see how you sound, see if it's working good before I get out of range.
What's the frequency?
224-820. 224-820.
No problem. KB2TIA in the group.
Nice to know it's working. Unfortunately, I never hear anybody on it. And I put my call out several times and asked if anybody was monitoring, and no one ever came back to me. I don't know how popular 220 is on Long Island.
I think the Great South Bay has a machine. I don't really know of any others in Manhattan that are being used. I'm in Long Island that are being used.
I believe it's listed on the Linemark webpage, that repeater.
I would say you're right. They did have it listed.
They got quite a system over there. Quite a webpage, extensive webpage. Unfortunately, they're also plagued by a lot of problems. Anyway, over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR, N1LU, Major Deegan.
Since Rocky seems busy, I'll take it. Let me see if I have it.
Wrong microphone.
Okay, Rock, go ahead, take it.
I picked up the wrong mic. Bad habit with that. Yeah, the reason I got that repeater in there is because when I first got the 220 in the shop, I went through the repeater list and started putting ones in. If I could key it, I'd put them in memory. If I couldn't, of course I didn't. But that's why I ended up with that one. When you said 820, I said, aha, whatever it was. I said, I got that one. Back over to you, Steve.
I basically can key the LiveMark machines with no antenna. So, even my HT, I can key them. So, I'm smack dab in the middle of all of them. So, they have the Eastern repeater and the Glen Oaks and that 220 machine. I assume they have a 440 machine. I don't know. I haven't invested much time with those guys. So, I have met several, and, you know, I see them at the Hamfest. I can recognize them. But, you know, they asked me to join several times, especially being in Levittown. Because Limark is charted in Levittown.
Let me see if I have it. Yeah, I have no problem getting into Limark from where I live. I've even gotten into it on my HD as well. It's just across the sound from me. So, you know, it's a good repeater. It's got real good coverage, but it's got issues, if you know what I mean.
I was up near Liberty, New York, and I was able to key their machine.
That's amazing. I don't know how high it is. Anything over there is above sea level. Because Long Island is sea level, so put a, you know, a 10-foot tripod in your backyard, you're 10 feet above sea level.
Yeah, one of their guys was telling me, because, you know, they have their Hamfest in Levittown Hall, and I think they need a certain amount of members or something in Levittown in order to use the hall or something like that. I don't really recall what they were telling me, but it was a few years ago that they, I met a lot of those guys, and they're instrumental in the Ham Radio University. You know, they do a lot of great things, but the politics over there and the infighting, and you want to talk about jammers, oh my God, they really got it bad, and I just never got involved with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some of their problems are former members or active members to bug up their butt about one particular guy that might be on. Over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR, N1LU, just coming up to the George.
Yeah, Steve, which line mark machine are you talking about? 440, 2 meters, which one?
They have two on 2 meters, I believe. They have the 220 machine. I think they have a 440 machine. And they may have a 902, I think. Or whatever that is, 904, 902, I don't remember.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to get into it from here anyway. I was just looking on the internet. I didn't know what I was looking for, so one of these days when you find out their repeaters, write them down and I'll get them from you.
They have a pretty extensive website. If you put in LIMARC, L-I-M-A-R-C, in your computer, it's going to pull up their website. And right on the main page is all their machines, and they have a tab for the Hamfest and stuff like that. You know, like I said, they had some great, knowledgeable people, but the infighting and all that stuff always kept me away. Jim can tell you he had a bad experience with them, and he wants nothing to do with them, so he steers clear of them also.
And they're a bunch of sub-shirts.
Good morning, Bill. Why don't you pick it up and then pass it to Charlie.
This was Howie who mentioned that, W2HL. Good morning.
Morning, Howie.
I just checked the solar report. This is going to be a good weekend. The condition's probably going to be very good. The solar number and the solar flux is very high.
Yeah, figures I won't be around too much this weekend.
Morning, Steve. Morning, Rocker.
Hey, good morning, Howie. I heard you call me yesterday morning, but I couldn't get to the radio.
I was trying to figure out who it was.
How are you, Steve? Is this KB2RXL?
Negative. Tango India Alpha.
Okay, you sound like RXL. Hey, I'll be on the site. Well, just wanted to report those solar numbers to the WHO. I agree with you about LIMARC. There's a bunch of stuffed shirts on there. A lot of stuffed shirts there.
Good morning, Howie. 82BOR. I heard you call me yesterday morning, but I couldn't get to the radio.
Yeah. How you doing, Rocco? So get out here. I just went to my room. Yeah, I gave you a call there, Rock. How you doing?
Doing good. No complaints. Just working here, talking to the guys. All right, over to you, Steve. I got something to do. I'll be listening for a little bit. KD2BOR.
Okay, Rocky, thanks. KB2TIA in the group. Yeah, Charlie, it looks like Thursday's a go. I'm going to go with Greg, probably Jim, and I sent Sean an email to see if they want to get together for some portable ops.
All right, good. I'll try to work you when I get home. I was talking to Greg yesterday, and he's thinking of one of the overlooks on the Palisades Parkway, you know, in the near future. Told him if he does it, try to do it during the week, and I can stop by on my way home.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. Good, nice height and a clear shot. We're thinking of either maybe Captree State Park or Robert Moses over here. And so Greg says he's in. I'm waiting on Jim. He hasn't gotten back to me, and Sean, I only messaged on my way home.
Yeah, from some of the Facebook posts that Sean has posted, I was under the impression he was on vacation. I don't know if he's back yet or what. How's Jim's back doing?
He's doing good, but he's got some other issues. Nothing I'm going to mention on the air, but it's not good news. And he's just trying to make the most of, you know, radio and his loves and, you know, his family and stuff. So, you know, it's, like I said, I can't really talk about it, but, you know, he could be doing a lot better. But his back has improved greatly. He's mobile. He's getting around, but not quite healed up yet.
Okay, I understand. I wish you'd get on VHF, UHF a little bit more often, but he's a good guy to pick his brain. I'll have to find out where he hangs out on HF. I should be able to hear him from where I am. I remember working you two guys from some portable op that you did, so I'm looking forward to trying you again at Captree. That's on Thursday. Okay, just text me to remind me. I tend to forget things.
Okay, I don't want to tie it up with all of my conversation, but I think we contacted you either from Jones Beach or Wantagh State Park, maybe. We always seem to be going to the South Shore, so anyway, over to you, Howie.
So what are you guys having, a portable operation field day or something?
Yep, I go portable probably 4 or 5 times a year. I like to work outside. And I would do more if I could, but, you know, I'm a family guy and I got a lot of things to do. I barely have time to sleep. Yeah, we're getting together on Thursday and going to operate on the South Shore.
That's cool. That's cool. Last weekend, it was, this week, you know, I think it was last weekend, there was a lighthouse special events going on all over the, Canada and the United States. They had lighthouse, guys operating from lighthouses. I spoke to the radio club operating at Cape May Lighthouse. It was interesting. There's also a contest going on, you know. So you operate on, you get on 40 much, Charlie?
40 is my best band. I haven't gotten on much lately. Once I get my two kids off to college, I'll have more free time. But 40 is my best band. I like 40 a lot.
It's a good band. Very, very interesting band. Especially for antenna experimentation.
Yeah, and mobile as well. You know, the antennas aren't outrageously large, and you can do a pretty good job. And I like the fact that 40's got something going on day or night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to operate portable. I used to operate, like to go with the mobile on HF onto mountaintops. I spoke to a guy on 40. He says he devotes, he loves his dead band, and he devotes most of his energy and antenna experimentation towards 40. And he doesn't put any money into buying commercial antennas. He makes all of his antennas, and he uses these wire beams and phase dipoles and all sorts of antennas in that realm, phased dipoles and these bazookas and delta loops and wire beams and phase dipoles. Seems like you could really save a lot of money, but I don't know. I would think that experimentation in that, putting up antennas like that, you need a lot of property, probably more so than... But then again, maybe you don't need as much property with the wire type of YAG into a phased arrays. I think I saw one guy, he had M squared type of vertical. I have a website on it. And they look like they are pretty high, but it looked like that he didn't need a tremendous amount of room. Have these phased verticals that are pretty high, and they're supposed to really have a tremendous amount of gain. He was on, and he really gets out like a ton of bricks to, you know, South Pacific on 40 meters and everything. I actually heard him calling New Zealand on 75 meters.
You might have it. Well, depending on what band you want to get on, you don't need a heck of a lot of property. If you do a 133-foot doublet, you know, flat top, and feed it with ladder line, that'll work just about all the bands except 160. That's the only band that you really need a lot of property on. And there's shortened versions of antennas that'll get you on 160 as well that you don't need a lot of property. So it's a matter of, you know, just coming up with something that fits. But, yeah, I've done, you know, I've got, I think I have just about a little over half an acre where I am, and you know, I can put up something for 80 through, you know, 6 meters with no problem. But 160 is a little difficult. But like I said, they do have a lot of antenna designs out there that'll get you on 160. How efficient it is, I don't know. Inverted L seems to be the best for a shortened antenna to work on 160, but then you got to get a lot of wire in the ground as well for the counterpoise for that band. And I'd love to get on 160 eventually, but God knows when that'll happen. KB2TIA and 1LU mobile. I'm going to be stopping for gas in a minute, so if I don't come back to you, that's why.
Okay, Charlie. I'm actually starting to fade, so it may be a good point for me to back out. And good talking to everybody, Howie, Rocky, and you, Charlie. And I'll look for you, I guess, tomorrow afternoon. I don't have anything cooking, so should be home through the day. KB2TIA 73, over to you, Rock. We haven't heard from you.
All right, very good, Steve. 73. Have a good day tomorrow. Maybe I'll catch you on the air. And we're working here, so we'll be monitoring. Over to you, Howie.
73, Steve. Enjoy the portable operation.
Thanks, Howie. KB2TIA clear.
I'll be back. I'm getting gas. And 1LU.
I'm still waiting for the papers, Charlie, for the tower. Charlie sees me on the side. So how are you, Rock? How's work over there? You know, my transmission leak? I fixed it. You know where it was? I went over to a local guy, local mechanic around here, and said, hey, I got a transmission leak. He says, all right, we'll put it up on the lift. So we're looking at it, take the cover off. And lo and behold, transmission pan has a drain plug, and that was leaking. I went to BMW, got the part, put it on, fixed the leak.
82 BOR. Very good. Yeah, I think you were telling me about that. Yeah, I'm working on a Jeep here, putting an AC condenser in a suction discharge hose. And I got another guy from our repeater here, AA2WP. He's coming down this morning to get all the fluids changed on his H3 Hummer.
Oh, boy. That's a gas guzzler.
You're not telling me anything I don't know. He's got the same engine in his Hummer, the 3.7 straight I-5. I have the same motor in my GMC Canyon pickup, and you would think it would be good on fuel. Forget about it. I don't pass gas stations. I can't believe it. Maybe on the highway I can stretch it to maybe 19 or 20, but in the city, it just drinks it.
Yeah, what does it get, like 5 miles a gallon? It's this electric car, Tesla Motor, Tesla. The guy has one around here in my neighborhood. What does that get around, I think 300 and some odd miles to a charge. And it doesn't take long to charge those things. I think that's the future.
Yeah, I haven't read up too much on that stuff yet. You know, I'm busy with other things lately, but yeah, that's going to be the future. I don't know if me or you was ever going to see when we're going to have full electric cars, but it's going to come, and I'll tell you, the oil companies are not going to like it, and if they got something, if they got some say-so in it, you know what I'm talking about. KD2BOR.
They're probably doing things to push it back, I can imagine, you know, but these hybrid cars, they seem to be doing well on gas, but hey, if you can make an electric car to be fully run on not to be dependent on gas and make it fully electric, why not? You know, if they're perfecting, hell with the heck with the oil companies. They're just going to have to this is a changing time. You know, just like when coal went out, what was it? Charcoal and oil and steam. You know, it's modern times. The things, you know, that still be around soon. But hey, we're going to green. I wish I could get off the grid altogether. There's a lot of people trying to get off the grid. But, I wonder how fast that Tesla goes. It's probably, but I'll tell you, if they replace those batteries, and, that could be a problem, how long those batteries last and everything.
I'm back, 10-1-0-U.
All right, Charlie, acknowledge. Howie, before we let Charlie take it, I'm looking up a hybrid right now. One of my customers has one, a 2008 Toyota Prius. The hybrid battery is $3,938, and I haven't looked at what it takes, how much labor to replace it, so I don't know how much money you're really saving in the long run. Over to you, Charlie. KD2BOR.
$4,000 for a battery, and that's a big chunk. Howie, you mentioned something when I was getting out of the car. What am I supposed to send you?
Thanks. No, I was just mentioning that I'm waiting for my permit for the tower. Working on a project. I bought the tower. You have a tower?
No, I don't, actually. Wouldn't mind getting one, but I've got too many trees. It would be hard for me to find a spot where I could put it and actually be able to turn something. But I do fine. I do fine with what I've got. I've got an off-center fed dipole. Actually, it's a Carolina Wyndham. And it works real well. I'm extremely happy with it. That's the wrong side, buddy. And like I said, it does a good job. What did I want to say? Oh, yeah, you were talking about efficiency, fuel, you know, getting off the grid. I just got back from vacation in California. You'd be surprised how many houses out there have solar panels on them, especially in the town that I was in, because every day, the whole 2 weeks I was out there was nothing but blue skies.
On Comet on Tesla. Into what should be here in the Comet on that Tesla. But you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. That's a complete vehicle that runs on batteries. And it's no longer be able to buy here in New Jersey. Its able for capability is from 0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
I missed that. I was just, my wife was talking to me there. Pick it up there, Rock, or Charlie.
Man, let me see if I have it. Good morning, John. How you doing? Yeah, you were pretty low in the beginning when you came on. Got to project your voice. Really with you, you're very soft-spoken. 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. I'm not familiar with this car you're talking about. That's pretty freaking fast. It's kind of like the roller coaster I was watching in Disneyland. Starts from, a standstill and got a straightaway before it starts its usual turns and spins. Pushed everybody in the back of the seat. I didn't get on it. I don't know. I'm not good with roller coasters. Somebody sitting behind me would have a problem. But what's this car that goes that fast?
Well, the gentleman that we talked to before, the Tesla. It was the one, a vehicle that operates completely on battery power. And it's, humongous in the payment, range, very expensive. And it's no longer available. Can't buy in New Jersey no more. And, you're talking like $200,000.
What kind of car?
The car was the Tesla.
Oh, the Tesla. That's the Tesla?
Roger, that's an affirmative. It was one of the most successful electric cars that have ever been built. And, I don't think there's going to be a better one, because they're going to progress to do better things that have where nobody else has done, and very expensive, and I think everybody else is afraid of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of probably politics to hold them back. It's a sad thing. Because I heard that there's some sort of trouble. I don't know. I got to read up on that. But it's really a shame. If something like that is out there, it should be pushed. It definitely should be pushed.
And to watch it be here for a day. Well, that's the same thing that came out with the carburetors to... where they were able, a capability of a mixture of water with gasoline, they were able to get like 60 miles to a gallon, and the government squashed it.
I hope there's definitely more electric cars coming. I know Chevy Volt uses Chevy as an electric car, but I don't know if it's effective. Like the, sounding it goes that has the range.
I don't know. All right. Very good. So, guess, sent to watch the video. I guess I'll give it back to Rocky, KD2BOR.
Yeah, good morning, John. I'm a little tied up here. Just wanted to say hello. I'll throw it back to you and you can pass it to Charlie. KD2BOR.
Charlie.
Yeah, Howie.
Boy, I was just thinking, all the years that you've been commuting from Connecticut to Jersey, I'm thinking all the money you could have saved if you didn't have to commute and you just bought a house in Jersey, do your job.
God forbid. No, and Jersey's okay. And obviously there's beautiful parts of Jersey, but not close to my job. Last time I lived close to my job was when I worked for the Pighead company, and I was very lucky I didn't get murdered on my way to work. I like living in the suburbs. I love Connecticut. It reminds me of a lot of youth where I grew up out in Sag Harbor on Long Island. No, that's not in the cards, and I just turned 60 last week, so I've only got a few years to go, and then I can live wherever I want to. Probably won't be in the tri-state area. It's too expensive over here.
Yeah, Charlie, I was just wondering, I mean, there's beautiful areas of Jersey. Wouldn't it have been easier to live near your job?
Well, if I wanted to live in the kind of environment that I have in Connecticut, in New Jersey, I'd probably still be commuting an hour anyway. The only thing I would save is Connecticut's state income tax. A income tax for Connecticut and New Jersey. Quite fair, one or the other, but not both. They don't earn my income in Connecticut, but they love tapping into it. So, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Plus, my wife, she's a school teacher, and she's been teaching for many, many years. She gets an excellent salary. I would hate to, you know, uproot her and have her start all over again, you know, with a job in New Jersey. So we decided to settle in Connecticut, where she was teaching and had a good job. She's been at the, we've been married now 21 years. Before I met her, she was at the school that now. I think she's got close to 28 or 30 years in with the same school. Sorry about that. And it's, she could walk to it. It's right around the corner from where we live. So, you know, I didn't want to, you know, uproot everything. So that's what I decided to do, stay in Connecticut. My hours are conducive to commuting this far. If I had to do 9 to 5, it would be another whole ball game because it would take me hours to get to work.
Okay, I didn't know that your wife was. Okay, so that's a good reason. That's a very good reason. All right, now you have my permission to live in Connecticut. No, I was just wondering. Hey, but then again, the question pops up. Maybe your wife could have got a better job or as good a job in Jersey. Yeah, if it's not that long, what the heck? It's doing it so long. Yeah, that's cool. That's very good. That's the reason. Oh, okay. That's a very good reason. So that's cool. So you'll be able to retire soon. You're going to move to, you said you're going to move, I think? Is that what you said? You can move like to, I tell you, I contact some of these guys, and I tell you, some of these guys are retired, and, you know, with the ham hobby that they're really into, they go, they put these mass arrays on some of these antennas that some of these guys have on next door this page. It's just, it's amazing. The height, the powers, they really go out with the huge full-size 40-meter beams, and I've seen 80-meter beams, not that many, but 40-meter beams, huge amount of elements, stacked arrays, and, hey, you know, they put out a good signal. And they put out a tremendous signal, and all they do is say hello and goodbye. Oh, you're putting out tremendous, you're 5'9 plus 20, I'm putting it 20 over 9, signal, the guy gives him an unbelievable report, this, that, bing, bang, goodbye, 73, thank you, QRZ. I guess that's the fun, they like file ups. They don't talk to many people, they don't talk long, but they just go from one to another. I don't like that kind of operating. I was speaking to this guy in Florida. He had a very strong signal. A lot of guys were calling him. So I called him. He was talking to this guy. And he picked him out first. And he said for me to stand by. So he finished the QSO. So I'm saying to myself, I'm going to stand by for him, waiting for him. So what do I need to talk to him? Just work with one guy right after him. Hey, if the proper thing to do would be to pick me up with the guy that he's talking to, have a round table. Some of these guys, the way they operate, you know, good for some and good for others, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, this is a hobby for me, casual hobby. I enjoy it a lot, but some of these guys are really obsessed with it. Tons of money between their radio equipment, their towers, their antennas. These guys have 30, 40, 50,000, maybe more involved in their hobby. I work on the shoestring budget. You can see me going to my wife and telling her I want to buy an $8,000 radio, put up a tower and huge array. Look at me like I'm nuts. But yeah, I'm not going to stay in the tri-state area. It's too expensive to live. We'll be on a fixed income. It won't be too bad between my wife's pension, mine, Social Security. We have 401k. She has an annuity. We'll be comfortable, but not to live around here, especially Connecticut. Well, God knows where we'll end up. You know, we still have a ways to go. But we were out in California for 2 weeks, and I tell you, I wouldn't mind retiring there. Hot as hell in the summer, but that's only 3 months out of the year. It's fairly reasonable out there. The units that we were staying in were beautiful units. There were some that, in fact, we even looked at one that was for sale for $212,000. Two bedroom, two bath, kitchen, you know, all updated. Granted, you don't have any property, but condos in a gated community. But, you know, I went 2 weeks without doing hardly anything in the hobby. And I could find something, you know, to put up and keep me happy. I'm not a contest or anything. I like, you know, rag chewing. But, you know, like I said, I still got 5 years to go, and God knows what we'll end up doing. A lot depends on the kids. We have boys, so it's not as, you know, conducive to being close to them as if you had, you know, daughters, the ones that stay close. And we don't have any grandchildren yet. The kids are still too young. So, you know, I don't think we're going to worry about where the kids end up. But anyway, let's see. John, over to you. RCP. Then 1LU.
Yeah, very good there, Charlie. Yeah, I'm not talking too close to the mic here. So, maybe you hear me better into worship.
Yeah, that was perfect, John. That's the way you gotta do it all the time. You're not over-modulating or anything. Nice and loud.
Well, that's a difference from 5 watts from an HT Wushan to this crappy Radio Shack X212 at 45 watts.
Well, like I've always told people, the wattage, you know, you're talking about two different radios, so that's a different story, but the wattage isn't going to change your audio. If your audio is low at 5 watts and you go to 50 watts, your audio is still going to be low. Wattage has nothing to do with the audio quality, only with your signal. But you'd never have a bad signal, you just sometimes trail off a little bit, you're soft-spoken, and if you get too far away from the mic, it makes it hard to hear you sometimes, but you're doing fine now.
Well, I beg your goodness, sir. That's not true. It depends on the radio you're operating on. It doesn't matter how much wattage you're putting out. It's the quality of the radio itself.
Well, that's what I said. Is you were talking about two different radios. You were talking about a Wushang HT and the Radio Shack Mobile. That will affect the audio quality because they're two different radios. But if you had maybe say two Kenwoods, running an HD on 5 watts and mobile on 50 watts, the audio would be similar. The wattage has nothing to do with your audio quality. It's the radio itself, whether you're on an HD or mobile. Doing 5 watts on a mobile that has a good speaker, and I mean a good microphone, good audio, it's not going to change whether you go from 5 watts or to 50 watts. Only your signal will change, not your audio level.
Yeah, very good there. Yeah, I just dropped it down to 5 watts there, so there should be no difference.
Nope, just prove my point. 45 to 5 watts, and you're still the same. Yeah, the wattage is only for your signal. If you have low audio on a radio, and you pump it up to 100 watts, it's still going to be low audio. You'll be, you know, full quieting into the repeater.
Yeah. And 1LU into RCP for a day. Yeah, I'm to make my point also here. It makes a hell of a difference what type of radio that you're using, what kind of antenna you're using, how much power, and and that's that.
Yeah, you can also change the audio from just changing microphones on radios, trying different microphones on the same radio. If you have one mic on the radio and it's got low audio, and you change it to another one that's got an amplifier in it, that'll improve your audio too. But once again, you're not changing power to improve the audio. You're changing the characteristic of the radio itself. Anyway, over to you, Howie. How are you making out? Where are you? Jesus, got your call sign. 2 weeks and I've already forgotten it.
Okay, think of N2, W2, high-low, or hotline. Hotline. Or hot lunch. Or homeland.
High-low. I think high-low is good. Hard liquor. Howard Levine. That's my name. Hello, John. Where are you located? I just want to say, Charlie, there's a thing in Congress now. There's a bill being proposed, and I think it's going to come up very shortly, where it's going to give a widening of the PRP1 to extend to homeowners associations that they should give reasonable accommodations for people who are ham radio operators, and that they cannot restrict their antennas they have to accommodate them. I don't know if that entails towers. I believe it does. And this is going on in Congress. It's going to be up in Congress. So they say that you should write your congressman about this. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard something about it. And that's good to know. I'm sure it'll be toned down a little bit. Yeah, I can't see them letting hams move into restricted homeowners situation and putting up monster beams 300 feet of wire. But right now you go into some where you're restricted home association like that, you can't put up anything. So maybe they'll give them leeway to put up a small vertical or whatever. But it's a step in the right direction, that's for sure. Because it's not always easy when you retire to maintain it. Big piece of property, depending on the condition that you're in, trying to do it by yourself. My Aunt Elmer was like that. He was in late 70s, early 70s when I met him, in late 70s, early 80s when he died. He lived up in Mayapack, had like 3 or 4 acres of land. It took a lot for him to maintain that property, and he didn't have the kind of money to go out and hire somebody to take care of it. So I think it's what helped him live as long as he did. But you all can't be that fortunate. Anyway, guys, I got to run. It's time for me to get inside and make the donuts, as they say. But Howard, good hearing you. Yeah, W2HL, I don't know why I forgot that. As soon as you said it, that's the first thing that came to mind was Howard Levine. And I guess that's why you got the call, unless you just got lucky. But good to hear you. And look forward to working you again. Have yourself a great weekend. John, good talking to you as well. And Rocky, I'm sure you're in the background listening. So 73, catch you all later. Have a great day. This is November 1, Lima Uniform. Over to you, Howie, and then you can pass it around.
Yeah, okay, Charlie. No, I requested this call sign. As a matter of fact, the first day that the vanity licensing started, which was, I think, in 1996, I was one of the first hams to be granted. It first opened to extras initially, and the first call signs were issued were 1x2 call signs, and then it opened up to advanced and so forth. That's the way they opened it up. Yeah, I requested it. After thinking about it, HL is good to have your initials, but I was thinking of getting something else, but it was really hard to. There were, limited availability. It's certainly limited availability by the W 1x2 was like virtually impossible to get at this time. It's in high demand. The W call 73 Charlie. Have a good day of work. Enjoy the weekend. 2HL. Over to you, John.
Okay, very good there, Howie. W2HL, mentor should be. Take care, Jolly. Have a nice day of work. Mentor should be.
73, Charlie. 73, John. 73, Howie. KD2BOR. Have a nice day.
John, where are you located? What's your call sign so I can put it in my memory bank?
November 2, Romeo, Jolly, Papa, N2RCP.
Okay, cool.
are you located?
Location to TH is West Orange, New Jersey.
Nice to meet you there. I'm located in Rockaway Beach, Queens. Rockaway Beach, Queens. I don't know if you know where that is. Right by the ocean. And I've been living here a long time. Your call sign, I think, right away of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. RCMP. RCB would be Royal Canadian Police. That?
Yeah, you could use that. Well, you can either take it as it is a real cool person.
Yeah. Or radio control planes.
Yeah, very good there, Holly. That's very nice.
Yeah, RCP, radio control planes. That's a good one. Did you ever use that one?
No, I never used it, but I used to work for aircraft radio control in Booton.
Booton, that sounds familiar. Is that, I once had a mishap accident, car accident, many, many moons ago in Bud Lake, New Jersey. I think that was near Booton.
Well, yes. Pretty close, yeah. I used to do transmitters on airplanes. I can't remember the name of the airplanes. I can't remember the airplanes. Oh my goodness. I can't believe it. If you can think of a couple of them, I can't think of names of them. But they used to do the transmitters, the glide slopes, doing that controls. I can't remember the airplanes.
Okay, don't rack your brain. Here it comes to you. It's not really that important anyway. That happens to me plenty of times. It happens to a lot of people. They're called senior moments. Little senior moments.
It was one of my first jobs, and now that I'm going on 64 years old, I just can't remember. I always had about the tip of my tongue, and it just went away.
You'll think of it. You'll think of it. Yeah, I just hit 60 last December, so I don't feel any different. It's just a number. That's all it is. The object is to stay young and keep the yourself in good physical condition. Eat well, exercise, positive attitude. Hard, but you gotta try to do it.
Yeah, and to work to be here. I just can't remember why I can't remember the airplanes. Or I was almost gonna get my pilot license, because I was gonna be a technician for all situations there, but didn't come about.
Yeah, roger there, John. Yeah, so, very good. I was at one time, my friend was a pilot, and I have a couple of friends.